Hello, and welcome to the Enlightened Medicine Show with Dr. Valerie Olmsted, the holographic physician. My special guest today is Ariane Thomas, who is a gifted intuitive crystal energy healer, and I think she's going to have some really interesting information for you. And welcome to the show, Ariane.
It's a pleasure to be here, Dr. Valerie.
I'm so excited to have you on to talk about the various crystals and things. And as I mentioned to you when I invited you on the show, you know, Dr. Bell, whose show comes on after mine, has a few little tidbits here and there about what the crystals are good for and how different crystals affect us. And I thought it would be a really nice idea to have you come on and explain more in depth about different types of crystals and how we can use them in healing. So I'm quite happy to have you on the show. And by the way, listeners, Ariane is a very good friend of mine, and she is an incredible lady. So listen up. Everybody settle back, get comfortable. And Ariane, what would you like to talk about?
Well, thank you. Thank you, Dr. Valerie. Yes, we've been friends for quite a while, and it's a pleasure talking to Dr. Valerie on the show, because we get talking about crystals, and it's so much fun. I've been working with crystals for just about 20 years now, and crystals are a wonderful participant in the healing process.
Oh, I like the way you put that.
You can use crystals as a piece of your healing repertoire, or you can use them directly as a healing modality. I use crystals primarily as my healing center, because crystals basically have their own resonance and frequency. And as most healers know at this point, that each one of our cells has a certain frequency, and that frequency vibrates just as everything, every molecule vibrates. Every atom has its own vibration. And that's the basis for quantum physics.
Mm-hmm.
And the scientists of today and the medical scientists are now learning that the vibrations of each cell and atom are what basically gives us the characteristics of each molecule and each organ. And if we can tap into the vibration of the organ and the cell, then we can indeed make those vibrations stable, and that will bring health.
Indeed.
And that's the kind of thing that Dr. Valerie does in her practice when she uses her acupressure and acupuncture to open up the meridian that opens up the flow of energy in the body. Right, Dr. Valerie?
That is absolutely true. And then when you couple that with intent, which of course is also a vibrational frequency, then you start moving the ethers, so to speak. And that's where the quantum physics is starting to prove how all this stuff works. And it really is all about frequency.
And if you think that far out in terms of crystals and you know, like the jewelry you wear having a frequency of its own and how we use them, think of your quartz watch. They've been using quartz crystals in watches for years. And you go into the jewelry store, and if you're going to get a watch, you're more than likely to have a quartz crystal in that watch to keep it ticking away. And that's what the batteries are made of. They're made of quartz to keep your watches moving. And the energy in your computers are made up of quartz crystals. And that's where the energy comes from. It actually comes from the frequency and the vibration of the crystals that are in the computer and in your computer screen. And that's the frequency of the energy. Like your LCD screens, it's your large crystal, or excuse me, not large, liquid crystal display.
Yeah.
Because the crystals in the screen allow for that flat screen, and the crystals in there contain all of the color programming, and they can be sliced very thinly so that you get all of the energy patterns, all of the frequencies in there that show up, all of the colors, and all of the energy that shows up in our eye and our retinal scan as the colors and as the frequencies that we see as colors. And those all come from the crystals that we put on our computers, too, so that you, everyone in our society that deals with computers, deals with watches, all have direct experience with crystals in their everyday life, generally.
Yeah, and a lot of people really don't tend to notice it. And, you know, I always found it fascinating that people who are naysayers against crystals are the very ones who have all the electronic devices that only run because of the crystals. So it's always been kind of funny, you know, to explain the whole, you know, thing about how crystals have piezoelectric qualities, and that the actual energetic movement through the latticework of the crystal is what makes everything run there. And, you know, one of my favorite things to do used to be to tell people, take two crystals, two quartz crystals, and knock them together at night, and you'll see a spark because it's jarred the crystal enough to get that piezoelectric quality to light up in there.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so that's how you see it kind of indirectly in your actual life. And that's how we work with energy. That's how Dr. Valerie works with it, and that's how I work with it. I create in my business, Crystal Wisdom Collection, a collection of crystals that I put together to help people heal from certain diseases and from certain conditions. A specific collection of crystals. And those crystals are directed towards increasing and changing the vibrations that have been set up in the body that aren't in alignment with health. And I select those crystals based upon what's happening in the body so that the frequency in the body has changed.
Mm-hmm.
And once that frequency has changed, the organs in the body become more aligned with health. The energy flows more easily, and you feel better. And those crystals operate on particular systems to make the body, to assist the body.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking in the abstract, that's probably very unclear. But let me give you an example. I had a woman recently ask for some assistance because she was getting migraines. And I've had some direct experience with migraines. And if you've ever had a headache, just a regular headache from overdoing something, magnify that by about 100 times. People who have never had a migraine don't understand how difficult they are, because it's like if someone walks into the room and is breathing, that's too much noise.
Yeah.
It makes you feel like your head's going to fall off.
Yeah, and any kind of light at all is like someone stabbing you right in the eyeball.
I didn't hear you, Dr. Valerie.
Oh, sorry. Any vibration at all feels like someone is stabbing you in the eyeball.
Yes.
You can't breathe. You can't move. You can't stand any light. It's pretty intense.
It is. As a matter of fact, in the 1700s and 1800s, people were known to commit suicide when they had migraines. Mm-hmm. So I got my crystals out, and I selected crystals that were designed to assist with the circulatory system. Because what happens in the head, and Dr. Valerie can explain this much more scientifically, but what I saw is all of this blood rushing to the head and being stuck there. And so I picked up, one of the first ones I picked up was a garnet. And garnets are good for the circulatory system and also for the hormone system, because this woman was perimenopausal. And so the garnets also work on the hormone system. And so I picked this up because I got in touch with the fact that her symptoms were also related to hormones. So a garnet was one of the perfect stones to work on the hormone system as well as on the circulatory system.
Mm-hmm.
This way, the garnet could support her body in regulating her hormones and in helping the blood flow and having it flow out of the head and into the rest of her organs and have her hormone level adjust itself to a more even and balanced level. And so that's the kind of thing that I do when I choose a stone to work on an issue that is related to someone's health. And in my crystal collections, I set up what is known as an energy matrix, in which I select a variety of stones, and those stones work together to set up a formation where you have a specific energy formation that occurs so that all of the stones support each other, and they also support the whole body in correcting a condition that the person is working on.
And you know, I have one of your Crystal Wisdom collections, and I have to tell you, listeners, that the one I chose was Prosperity, and it worked really well. I was in a stuck spot, and you know, so often when you're having any kind of prosperity issue or abundance issue, it's not one simple little thing. It's a whole lot of things that come together, and you have to work on every aspect of that. And by putting that set up, and it's a really nice little set, comes on a little velvet pillow, and you know, it's quite lovely to look at. But by putting that set up and having that crystal matrix working and channeling my intent into that, it got me out of that stuck spot. So you know, I haven't needed to use any of the health ones, but that particular set did work for me, and very quickly it kind of booted me out of my stuck spot.
Well, thank you, Dr. Valerie.
Well, you're welcome.
What it's supposed to do.
Yeah, and it worked. Hey, imagine that.
Yeah, but that's what crystals will do. They'll work with you, and they'll work with you on a health basis. They'll work with you for issues. And they'll also work with you in getting you what you want. I made a crystal collection for a friend of mine because she'd been looking for her partner.
Mm-hmm.
And so she came over, and we sat down and we meditated together, and I selected the crystals for her, put it together. She took it home, and you have to work with these. You have to work with a crystal spirit and meditate with it. And I gave it to her, and she went home, meditated with the set, and bonded with it. And she met her new partner within 2 weeks, and they were married the next year. And they are still happily married.
Oh yeah, and they're a great match too. So
yes,
it's quite amazing what crystals can do. And I just wanted to interject here too. The reason I got this brilliant idea, listeners, to have Ariane come in and talk to you about crystals is, you know, I also am involved with the Pyridine products and Dr. Fred Bell's inventions. And I have been really interested about the crystals that he has. And I had a long talk with him one day, and we were talking about master crystals. And I said, okay, what's a master crystal? And, you know, what does it do and all this stuff? And basically, you know, he reminded me that these things are used not only to gather information from, but also to help program and guide your other crystals. And I reminded myself that, yeah, you know, we, those of us who are attracted to stones and crystals and things, we have a bunch of them. And we use them for a while and they work great. And then for some reason we put them aside. And they wait patiently for us, you know, and then we come back to them and dust them off and go, oh yeah, I remember when I used this. And so I have a master crystal coming to me from Dr. Fred Bell's collection, and I'm real excited. You know, I'm really wanting to see what happens when I get that into my collection and really start programming that. So these don't have to be things that you only use for one specific purpose. You know, most crystals do have a couple other things that they do. And the other thing I wanted to mention, too, before we get much further is, depending on listener interest and the time allowed, we may have several parts of this particular discussion. So we might talk about maybe, you know, say we want to talk about quartz today or something. We might spend the whole time talking about quartz and then have Ariane come back and talk about different classes of gemstones and minerals at other times. So, sorry to interrupt, but go ahead, Ariane.
Oh, no. I'm perfectly happy to discuss any aspect. And let's talk about programming crystals, because that was definitely something on my agenda to talk about tonight.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one, because a lot of people get the crystals and go, great, they look great, now what do I do?
Okay. Certain crystals come into our lives at certain times for certain purposes, and that's fabulous because they are definitely there to serve that purpose at that time. And now that my friend has her husband, she no longer needs that crystal collection that I gave her.
Mm-hmm.
And so after that time, she needs to release those crystals from that purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever you have a crystal that you got for a specific purpose, like finding a house or finding a job or finding a mate, you can release the purpose for that crystal and release the prayers behind that by smudging it with sage or a mixture of cedar and sage. And or you can bury it in the earth for 3 days, or you can put it in a bowl of salt water for generally 24 hours. We'll do it with salt water or ocean water if you happen to be one of those lucky people who live near the ocean. Now, before you put it in salt water, you need to make sure it's one of those crystals that can go in water without dissolving.
Oh, yeah, that would be a good point.
Yes. So check with a book or check with whoever you got the crystal from. There are numerous books on the market where they'll tell you the properties of the crystals and whether or not it's water safe. And then you can release the intent behind that crystal. And you can either keep it, or sometimes those crystals are designed to be passed on to someone else.
Mm-hmm.
There are many times when people have given me crystals that I've known weren't for me. I'm just the caretaker of that crystal until it needs to be passed on to someone else.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is there are certain crystals that are master crystals, and they are, shall we say, the leaders of the pack.
That's a good way to describe it.
They are designed to hold other crystals in a configuration or in a grouping for a certain purpose, such as this is a master crystal to hold the intent of protection for this group, for this institute. For example, the Buddhists have a master crystal to hold the intention of peace in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so that master crystal holds all of the crystals in the Buddhist temple to carry the intention of peace in the world, so that all of the crystals that they bring into the temple carry that template.
Mm-hmm.
All of the crystals that they sell will carry that intention forward. And that's part of the purpose of the temple and of all the crystals that go out from the temple. And the master crystal basically holds that vibration and the other crystals pick up that vibration and carry a part of that vibration with them wherever they go.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a wonderful thing to do with a master crystal.
Saves a lot of time, too. You don't have to program each crystal. You just go talk to your master crystal.
Right. The other thing that people try to do with their crystals is to program their crystals. And I have some reservations about programming your crystal.
Mm-hmm.
And that reservation is that people don't respond back to the individuality of the crystal.
Mm-hmm.
And before you program your crystal, you need to get to know it, and you need to ask the crystal what it is for.
Mm-hmm.
And let me give you an example, because what I just said sounds a little esoteric. If you get a crystal, you can sit down and meditate with that crystal, because every crystal has a spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And that spirit will tell you what that crystal is for. That's how I find out what crystals to put in an energy matrix.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go around to a crystal, I'll spread all my crystals out on a table, and I'll say, which one of you do I need for so-and-so's migraine headache? And I will scan it, and something will draw my eye. And then I'll pick it up, and I will say, now tell me, why do I need this for the migraine? And I will sit down, and I will meditate, and the spirit of the crystal will give me information. If you don't listen to the spirit of the crystal, you may program it to do something that it's not really good at doing. For example, if I were the spirit of a crystal and some college football player picked me up and said, okay, I want you to help me become a better football player, and you're going to make me the best defense linebacker that I could ever be. And so whenever I put on my football uniform, I want you to go out there with me and help me be the best defense linebacker. I'm kind of going, oh, really? Because all 100 and this pounds of me is going to, help him when he puts his uniform on, and I'm going to get back there and I'm going to do my best to back him up. But when that 280-pound other linebacker, defense guy, blocker, or whoever comes charging at him, there's not a whole lot I'm going to be able to do with my whole 3.5-foot frame to help him on that football field. because that ain't my job. Because
mm-hmm.
The reason I came to him as a crystal is because I can help him with his homework. Because
mm-hmm.
I'm a great researcher, and I can help them become a better writer. I can help them not to flunk out of school. I can help them manage his budget so that he's not worried about his bills, and the reason I came to him as a crystal was so that he wouldn't have to worry about getting his life together during football season.
Mm-hmm.
But he never asked me that.
Good point. You know, and sometimes, too, what I found is if the crystal is not something that you need right at that point, a lot of times it'll just run away. You know, it just kind of goes poof.
Yes.
And I've lost quite a few crystals and crystal necklaces and things that way. And, you know, it took quite a while before I realized what it was all about. And then I was like, oh, of course. Well, I didn't need more help with that. Somebody else might have.
Yes.
And so I found, like, I had necklaces. I had a beautiful aquamarine necklace that I had made, and that had fallen off my neck. Well, where it chose to fall off my neck was always at one of the medicine circles, and finally gone, and I didn't notice it. And I had been getting another medicine wheel and, you know, doing ceremony. And aquamarine is used for truth. You know, if people really need to learn how to tell the truth and with lots of truth in their lives, that's what it's for. And that's always been a core thing for me, so I didn't need that. You know? Obviously, somebody at the medicine wheel did.
Exactly.
So, yeah, it's quite interesting to see what happens. And the other thing that happens, too, listeners, when you work with your crystals, you can start out with a very cloudy quartz crystal, for instance. And I've done this before where it's been almost completely opaque. And after meditating with it for many years, it clears up. And
yeah.
It becomes the most beautiful crystal. I always get rainbows in mine, lots of rainbows. And it might take a while. You know, it's usually not an overnight thing. But it shows you that, you know, here's a mineral that we have as permanent and done growing. But it's not done. It's alive. And they continue to grow. And, I mean, it's absolutely amazing. You would think that once you take them out of the vug that they're found in, you know, the clay that they grow in, then they're done. But no, some of them will heal themselves if they've been fractured. Very interesting stuff that happens with crystals.
Yes. You have to think of crystals as being living creatures, because
mm-hmm.
they are, because they do grow and they do change. And they change with you, and they change for you, and they are marvelous creatures. And depending upon how sensitive you are to them, you can have a wonderful experience with them. I have been working with crystals, like I said, almost 20 years, and you know, don't tell anybody who'll come and take me away in the paddy wagon, but I talk to them, and they'll answer me back.
Yeah, they will. I've known quite a few people that have had that experience.
Yeah,
including myself.
Mm-hmm. They will actually talk to me and tell me what they are for. And they will tell me what they are for in different situations. You know, like in one situation, they will they'll be for assisting with liver function. And in the next situation, yes, they will help with the liver, but they are more for mobility of mobility in the lower organs,
mm-hmm.
so that it's not like they're going to work on the brain,
mm-hmm.
but their orientation is slightly different.
Mm-hmm. Well, that makes sense. You would expect that if it is somehow a living organism,
mm-hmm.
that it would be able to adapt and change. And while we don't normally think of minerals as living, everything is alive. Everything
yes.
is a piece of God, and is connected with us. And, you know, the whole quantum physics world is showing us that now, and showing us that, yeah, we're on the holodeck. You know?
Exactly.
All these pieces are our consciousness, and it
mm-hmm.
may not be the consciousness we're used to, but there is definitely consciousness there, and it's interesting. I have to tell a story here about one lady I knew. She was one of these little happy ladies, and she went around and she talked to her plants and her crystals all the time. And no, it's not me.
Mm-hmm.
I had heard her story a while back. I thought it was funny. She said that every day she would go by, and when she left, she would say goodbye to all the crystals and all the plants. And then when she came back, she'd greet all of them and pat them and water the plants and just shower them with love and everything. And she said one day after she'd been doing this for about 6 months, she was in a real hurry to leave. And she started to leave, and she said, oh, I don't have time to say goodbye to all my friends. And so she just kind of went down the row as she was streaking out of the house going, goodbye, 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 I love you, bye, 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 bye. And she's doing all this, you know, at warp speed, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And she gets out of the door, and her kids that were still left at home, the kids said about 10 minutes later, there was this huge chorus of goodbyes that trailed right out the door after her, but it was mm-hmm. 10 minutes later. And they said it was the weirdest thing they ever heard, because the plants and the crystals all said goodbye.
Yes, yes.
I thought that was hysterical. They said it was like a whirlwind.
I can believe it.
Yeah, I can believe it, too. That just cracked me up, because I, you know, as you know, I've had plenty of strange experiences in my life, and that would definitely be up there. But it just goes to show that, you know, that the love that you give forth is returned.
Yes.
And to have plants and crystals talking back to you like that, telling you that they love you, goodbye, you know, see you later, whatever, you know, it really kind of gives credence to this whole oneness thing.
Mm-hmm.
And before we get too far afield here, can you tell people how to program the crystals?
Yes. You do it like you kind of do everything else with attention and intention. How I do it, if you have a crystal that's small enough, you take it in your hand and you sit down and you go into a meditative state. You contact the crystal spirit and you, I would ask the crystal spirit to take the action that you want it to take, such as to you want to program it to bring prosperity into your life.
Mm-hmm.
I would give those directions to the spirit of the crystal.
Mm-hmm.
I would ask it to carry that frequency and vibration. And I would ask it to bless your life with the vibration of prosperity and abundance.
Mm-hmm.
I would do that I would program it anywhere from 3 days to 30 days,
mm-hmm.
depending upon how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
I would listen to my own intuition with regard to how the crystal feels and how you feel about whether the programming is complete.
Mm-hmm.
I would say if you are pretty sophisticated with the crystal, and you have a clear sense of the crystal spirit, you can ask the crystal spirit when the programming is complete. If you are a novice and you don't get a clear picture of the crystal spirit and you can't tell whether or not it's finished, I would do that for 30 days.
Mm.
That's kind of like to be absolutely positively sure.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. And then when does one start this programming? Is there a phase of the moon?
I find that it is not related to any astral cycle.
Okay.
Now, I'm sure an astrologist would tell you otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to, if you are astrologically sensitive, I would say do it at the, start it at the new moon. Because the new moon is always when you start new projects.
Good point. Okay, so we've got programming of the crystals.
Now, there's. Let me tell you how to contact the crystal spirit.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, because a lot of people, if people are talking about programming crystals and they are not, a lot of people don't talk about the spirit of the crystal. Because they just ignore crystal spirits. They just treat crystals as rocks. And even people who acknowledge the vibrations of the crystals and the healing powers of crystals sometimes don't acknowledge the spirit of the crystal. And I picked that up from the Cherokee medicine woman that I took some classes from. And of course, the natives clearly acknowledge the life force within everything. And the way you contact the spirit of the crystal is you take the crystal in your hand, and particularly I would start with something like a quartz crystal or an amethyst, something that is clear, something that you can look into, and take a faceted wand, you know, like a quartz that has faces on it, and pick a clear face. If it has a window on it, if you know what a window is, otherwise pick the facet that has a window shape on it, like a four-sided shape on one of the facets. And go into a meditative state, take a deep breath, and blow it out, and another, and a third one, and try to calm your breathing so that it is regular and soft and easy, and then go to that still point within yourself, that calm, quiet place, and then let your eyes go soft and concentrate on your crystal. Just look at it fully and completely and see every aspect of it, feel it. Is it warm? Is it cold? Does it have smooth sides or striated sides? Does it have little occlusions in it? Is it clear? Is it cloudy? Does it have rainbows? Fully immerse yourself in the touch of the crystal, in the feel of it, in the look of the crystal, and then go to that window and look deeply, deeply into the crystal. And as you're looking into the crystal, ask that the crystal spirit come to you. Ask that the crystal spirit come and visit with you. And hold that space. And be in that space for 10 to 15 minutes. And be in the stillness. Spirit person, an angel, a being of some type. Doesn't necessarily have to be human.
Ariane, could you speak up a bit? I don't know how it's recording, but I can't even hear you at this point.
Okay. The spirit could come to you in a visual form, such as a star or a light, a person or an entity of some kind. Mm-hmm. It could be human or an angel. It could be an entity of some kind that you'd never seen before. It could be a flower. It could be a fairy. It could also be something tactile. It could be a sensation that you felt, a wind blowing on your face. It could be a touch on your shoulder. It could be something that you feel in the air. It could be a feeling in your heart. It could be a sensation of warmth, of kindness, of love, of an overwhelming sense of knowledge, of trust. So the spirit of the crystal can come in many different forms. So have no expectation of what that form is. And you may get an understanding of the crystal either in words or in just a full knowledge of what the crystal is about. You may just instantly know that this is your crystal for transforming your life, for finding a new job, and you don't know how you know that, but you will pick up a knowingness. Or you just may have the spirit of a crystal walk up to you, and it looks like a person, and it says, "Hi, I'm the spirit of the crystal, and I'm here to help you do such and such and so and so."
Now, that would be my way.
Yeah. I like those kind.
Yeah. So,
but
yeah, anything that kind of pops in, a lot of people will think first, oh, I'm just imagining this.
Yeah.
But in actuality, you're having some kind of a connection to another dimension.
Yes.
And, you know, just because you don't see it doesn't mean it isn't there.
Yes.
And, you know, there's enough people who are intuitive that can agree on things that can tell you that, yeah, it's there. So, you know, if you're from Missouri and you have to be shown, then okay, just increase your vibration and you'll be able to see all this stuff and hear the crystals talking to you and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I wanted to do is leave a few minutes for questions. If someone has any questions they'd like to ask Ariane, you can call toll-free at 1-888-268-4313, or international, you would have to call 281-419-7697. And again, those numbers are 1-888-268-4313 or 281-419-7697. And if you want to call in and ask a question, we'd be happy to answer your question. And, Ariane, thank you for telling people how to program a crystal and how to contact that crystal spirit. One of the things that I wanted to mention to people, too, is that, you know, the way that you use a crystal, it doesn't have to be a natural crystal out of the ground in its original shape, and it doesn't have to be a pointy one. You know, the crystal is going to be whatever it's going to be for you. One of the good examples is we tend to use spheres a lot in healing, and we also use points. But I have a crystal ball that I bought many, many years ago. It basically leapt into my hand and kind of freaked everybody around me out. But basically, it's a clear quartz crystal full of rainbows and has black tourmaline needles in it. And I asked it what it was for, and it's basically to help people to come back to a still point within themselves for healing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've used it both for healing physical ailments and mental emotional ones, as well as for soul retrieval. And I find it works really great for soul retrieval. You know, I have the person hold it in their hand, and then I have to go and cleanse it afterwards and everything. But these things, I mean, these are really what I would consider assistive devices. You know, they're just as assistive as, you know, some of the semiconductor products that we have. They're just as assistive as your television or your radio or your car. It's just that we've kind of forgotten how to use them. And do you have anything to add to that, Ariane?
No, you're absolutely right. As a matter of fact, I only suggest that people start out with quartz or amethyst or something that's clear, if you're a beginner. Other than that, you can reach the spirit of the crystal in anything. The class in which we did this exercise and this meditation, I have a crystal which is known as Mukunite, I've also seen it spelled as Mukunite from Australia, and it actually looks like melted candle wax of red and pink and like a beige color.
Mm-hmm.
That all pulled together and then somebody kind of mushed it together in like a palm-sized rock.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I did my meditation with and contacted the spirit of the Mukunite.
Yeah, Mukunite's pretty interesting.
Yeah, it's a wonderful stone, and it had a wonderful spirit in it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd been working with crystals about 10 years at that point. And so I wouldn't recommend it for a beginner because you don't have the visual sense of going into it. But it had been a friend of mine for 4 or 5 years by that point, and I had known the stone well, and so going to find its spirit was fairly easy. And so you can do it with a raw ruby or a calcite or anything that you happen to have, and a stone that you have worked with for quite a while is very easy to get in touch with the spirit of the stone. So if you have a stone that you have meditated with for a long time, I'd frankly recommend that over something that was new that you bought just to do the exercise with and clear.
Yeah, because you would have more bonding with the one that you
yes.
had, even if you're not aware of it. The crystal's aware of it. And the other thing you can do, too, is you can call these crystals to you. And my example of that is I used to go out and dig crystals and, you know, belong to the Gem and Mineral Club and all that kind of stuff, and that was a lot of fun. But I remember one person, kind of a crazy person, has shown me the Arizona Scepter Field. And we were out there camping, and we had two completely different experiences. You know, I went out there with crystals that I had dug up from Nevada that I knew were blown apart from some kind of ancient machine they'd been used in, you know, millennia ago. I could tell it when I picked it up. And I took those pieces and I buried them in the crystal field where I was going and said a prayer. Well, that night I went to sleep, and I'm laying there in my hammock swinging between the trees. I no sooner closed my eyes, and I realize I'm surrounded by a bunch of kachinas. And I said, oh, hello. And they looked at me and they basically said, you can't stay here tonight. And I said, why not? I came here to dig crystals to give to people for healing. And they said, oh, okay. And they said, you have our blessings. You know, you can stay and we'll show you where the crystals are. I said, okay. And the rest of the night, I had these incredible dreams of crystals. It was like a slideshow. They showed me one crystal after another. And it was just amazing. And I got up in the morning, and the guy that I was camping with said, we can't stay here. I said, oh, really? What happened? And he said, well, you know, we have to leave. I said, oh, did you see the kachinas? He said, yes. And I said, what'd you tell him? Basically, he couldn't stay. It was really interesting because we spent a couple days out there. I said, well, you know, if you're you know, terrified, you go ahead and move, but I'm staying here because I have permission. And we went out, and we were walking through these fields that were supposed to be full of these Arizona scepters, which are kind of like Herkimer diamonds.
Mm-hmm.
And I got frustrated at one point, and I just told the guy, shut up and just let me stand here and just connect. And so I did a prayer, and I no sooner finished my prayer and opened my eyes, I looked down, and there was this huge three-pointed crystal between my feet. It looked like the Starship Enterprise. It was the most amazing crystal. And then we found lots of crystals after that. So, you know, all I did was when I went out there with respect, and I prayed to the crystal spirits and said, hey, you know, I'm out here to get some healing stuff for people, and you know, I'm going to take them back, and I'm going to give them to people, and, you know, show me where they are. And, boy, it was amazing.
Yes. And, Dr. Valerie, I think that is probably the single most important thing that your listeners need to keep in mind, that whenever you're dealing with crystals and spiritual energy, is if you keep an attitude of respect and an attitude of honoring, that you will be treated that way too. The crystals will respect you, they will assist you, and they will do their best to use their powers in their best way to do what they can do to aid you in your spiritual path. This is energetic medicine. This is energetic life force. And if you treat them like they are things, like they are objects, like they are here to do your bidding, you will not get the response that is available.
Boy, isn't that true? And, you know, Dr. Bell would probably really agree with you there. When I talked to him about the master crystals, he said, make sure you don't get a crystal that's bigger than that, or your master crystal will get angry and jealous. I thought, you know, most people hearing that would be going, you're whacked, you know. Luckily, he was talking to another wacko, so it was fine. But it's really true. You know, I mean, I've seen crystals fly across the room. Of course, I live in Sedona, guys, so, you know,
right.
Strange things
understand.
Happen here. But, I mean, I lived in this one house in West Sedona where it was on the ley lines, and it was very strange living there. And if you positioned the crystals inappropriately somehow, they would tell you, because they'd have a fight, and things would go flying across the room, you know, or you'd come out in the morning and you'd look and all the crystals were moved, and you go, okay. So this one doesn't like that one. Yeah, it's pretty interesting stuff.
Yes.
Anyway, let's give your website address, Ariane.
Okay. My website is crystalwisdomcollections.com, and that's all one word, is crystalwisdomcollections with an S, .com. And you can see my products there, and my full biography is there. And you are welcome to visit. If you have any questions that we haven't answered today, and I deal with all kinds of stones in addition to quartz, and I would be happy to answer your questions. My email address is on there, info@crystalwisdomcollections.com. I would be happy to answer them. It also tells about my crystal energy matrix and how I make my crystal wisdom collection. So I'd be happy to hear from anyone.
Oh, and also she has an excellent crystal newsletter.
Oh,
and,
thank you.
I mean, it's got pictures and everything. It's really nice. So if you'd like to get on her newsletter list, please do email her. Go to her website and check it out. I think you'll be pretty happy with the crystal newsletter that you get, where she details a particular crystal or mineral, and you know, it's usually a couple pages with pictures and explanations about how things are used in healing. And you know, 1 hour is just not enough. We just barely scratched the surface of this stuff. So you're going to have to come back, Ariane, and talk about different types of minerals and crystals.
I could probably do that.
Yeah, I think I'd get you to do that.
Yeah.
Well, I so appreciate you being on the show, and I hope that this has gotten some information out to people who really could use it with the crystals. And I can tell you folks that this is not hocus pocus. Stuff works, and it's a matter of intent. It's a matter of frequency, and it's a matter of your decision and your clarity. So you can use crystals to amplify what you're doing, which is kind of nice. And if you want to test how that is, you can put the crystal on your body. If you know someone that douses, you know, have them check where your aura is without the crystal. Then put the crystal on your body and check where the aura is. And it's normally at least twice as far with the crystal. And with particular types of crystal, it'll go out even farther. So it's kind of interesting, you know, that's a measurable response. And you can also photograph it with Kirlian photography. There's all kinds of energetic machines that can measure this kind of stuff. Anyway, my guest today has been Ariane Thomas, crystalwisdomcollections.com. And if you have any questions, please email her, or you can email me at drvalerienmd.com. And we're going to go ahead and let the airwaves go here so Don can get the next person on. The next person is Dr. Fred Bell, and he's incredible. And it's lucky that I get to go before him, because he is a really tough act to follow. So I get to go out here first, and then, you know, people aren't comparing me to him. So that works out well. So thank you for being on, Ariane. And listeners, please stay tuned for Dr. Fred Bell. And in the meantime, be happy, be healthy.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.